Mario Ritter Jr.
This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. More than 24 hours after a lone gunman tried to assassinate former U.S. President Donald Trump, the shooter's motivations remain a mystery. BOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon.
The list of questions is long. How did Thomas Matthew Crooks get the gun, an AR-style rifle legally bought by his father? And what about the rudimentary bomb agents found in his car? FBI Special Agent Kevin Rojek says they are also looking into reports of Crooks' movements just prior to the rally.
We are working hard to determine the sequence of events related to the subject and his movements in the hours, days, and weeks prior to the shooting.
One reason for hope, during a search of Crooks' car, investigators found his mobile phone. FBI officials are cautiously optimistic they will be able to get into it soon and get some snippets of why the 20-year-old decided to try and kill a former U.S. president. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
In a primetime address from the Oval Office, U.S. President Joe Biden says it's time to lower the temperature in the politics and that we're not enemies.
I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And to remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends, co-workers, citizens. And most importantly, we are fellow Americans.
And that politics never be a literal battlefield.
Disagreement is inevitable in American democracy. It's part of human nature. But politics must never be a literal battlefield, and God forbid, a killing field.
Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump is calling for unity and resilience after the attempt on his life. His opponent, President Joe Biden, implored Americans to cool it down. Biden ordered an independent security review of the shooting.